This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
This chair.
Yeah, I saw that. There's a problem
show on
going
my butt.
On.
Ooh, excuse me.
Let's
hi.
Do that.
You're just so skinny. You just...
Oh, yes, right. Yes. Just the slightest wind blows me over.
Yeah.
I picked up a piece of paper and went, wah!
She's on her butt, everyone.
Well, I am sitting on my butt, but I did have a trouble. Yeah. Hello. Good morning. How are you? Happy hump day.
Oh, yeah.
1 week till Christmas. 2 weeks till New Year's.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Me too.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Counting this week down.
Yeah. Count this week down and count your blessings. Like, remember, the things... Just be so grateful for the things that are good.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have to say about that.
How was your drive-in, Vin? Was it as bad as mine?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of patchy fog, like random patchy fog, everyone. So you'll be trucking, and then you'll really go down to zero visibility. It's quite the speed bump.
And I just like to say, if you're the person who, when it's foggy, still drives like
a maniac,
a jackass, swerving in and out of traffic, yeah, just you're not going to get there any
earlier. Get your life in order, your S together, and leave your house a little. Leave yourself a little time bumper.
One of those guys this morning, maybe it scared the heck out of me.
It is scary.
Scared the pants off of me. Vinny, is that you? Are you the one driving like
that?
No,
okay. I mean, listen.
I'm going the other way. Luckily, you'll know you guys won't run into each other.
I do this commute, it's what I do.
Mr. Grinch.
I settle in and I just cruise. And I've got a pretty good idea of what's possible at all sections of my drive, and I don't push it.
Well,
but the fog is seriously going to slow you down.
It should.
Mm-hmm. You should slow down in the fog. You know why? Because you can't see what's in front of you. Someone could have also been a jerk like you and smashed into someone, and they could be right there, and you can't see them because the fog.
Chill, people.
Yeah, just chill out. Hey, speaking of long commutes, where are we at with our new Carvin?
Oh, yeah.
We're nowhere with it yet. We're nowhere with
it. It's not gonna holidays.
I mean, I'm doing the holidays, and the plan wasn't to do it right away anyway, and I did, you know, catch quite the shock after having tested the Tesla and enjoyed
people
it.
People have opinions.
I know, but it's
they don't
need
to have opinions.
It's super gnarly. So yeah. I don't look, do your thing.
Yeah.
You hate that guy, you hate that guy. I'm not interested in being a lightning rod where that's concerned. Like, I know what I do. I do this. Try and entertain you. That's my deal. I sleep, breathe, and eat it, as they say.
Yep.
But I don't want any trouble outside of here.
No.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, out
because
of here,
you'd be the only person with a Tesla.
I just don't want to hear it.
I know.
I don't want to know.
I feel you, and I hate to hear that you're influenced by that, but I 100% understand why that is an influence, and why it's sometimes it's just easier to make a different decision. Like, you know what? I don't want to think about this. I don't want to explain myself to anyone. I don't care what you think, so I don't want to hear it.
There are people out there. I heard it all during this one moment where I posted, hey, I'm test driving an electric car. I didn't even think like, there's others. Why would you choose that one? I wasn't even thinking like that.
Right.
It was just the whole, there they are, Santana Row. I'll go try one.
Yep.
But you're not going to have the car with the big red bow on it for Christmas?
No.
Like on TV?
Oh, I love when that happens.
They are.
Because it happens all the time. People always buy people cars.
They do?
So funny that you say that because yesterday.
I was going to say, what are you talking about?
But if you watch the commercials, it's like, what are you doing if you're not buying
car with a bow on
your significant other?
Isn't like Carvana or one of these cars.com or something, when they bring you your car, it has a bow wrapped around it? It's like their thing?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about them.
I watched a little bit of that Carpool Karaoke yesterday. The one I was telling you about was like, it was Chappell Roan, Lady Gaga, and there's a third. Oh, Dua Lipa. How could I forget about Dua Lipa? So there was a car James Corden gives this dude, this Kiwi guy, who's very attractive. I really kind of dug this guy. His name's Zane Lowe. And he's a Kiwi. He's probably like mid-50s.
Yeah, he used to be MTV VJ in Europe, and he was a DJ.
Very cool and hot. Don't tell John. But damn, he was hot. It was like...
he had Dua Lipa.
He did have Dua Lipa on there. But anyway, he walks out, and James Corden, because he's sort of handing over the reins to Carpool Karaoke, I guess, there's a SUV out there with a bow on it. Just like you just said. Okay, so back to you then. So you're not getting a car with a bow. Maybe you are.
What I was going to say is in the process of this little, test drive, there are people out there who feel the need to put a bumper sticker on their car now that says, I bought it before Elon's meltdown
went
or
off,
whatever.
Right,
yeah, whatever
end.
That is. I don't know.
I've owned this longer than the whole Elon thing.
Yeah. I bought it before I knew he was crazy or something like that.
Right.
Then I just think that is awful that you have spent between 50 and $100,000 on a car
or more.
And you find yourself going, I'm ashamed of myself and I need to put a sticker on here so people know I'm embarrassed.
I feel like
he is a
feel like I need to do that.
You can't say that.
I don't think so. I don't know, but I don't want no trouble, quite frankly.
Can you not say the D word?
He's a D.
Yeah.
I think we all can call
somebody that, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the producer didn't yell, but I felt like, I don't want trouble.
Hey, whatever you say.
Yeah. We don't want no trouble.
Definitely not. We're living by Vinny's motto these days. No trouble. Thank you. Here's my feelings, though, on this are, Elon Musk does not manufacture Teslas. He's a guy who made a massive investment in an electric car company. He didn't invent electric cars. He doesn't make those cars day to day. There are a lot of Americans with jobs at Tesla. There's a lot of, it's a car company. Like, I don't know if the CEO of Ford decided that he was a Republican, but was also bonkers and had been kind of for a while. Like, would people just like stop buying Fords? I feel like we're so weirdly polarized on things that like this is electric cars are good for the air, for the environment.
That's all I was thinking. But the only time in my life, and I'm a minute or two old that I, and young people won't even get this reference. Older people will. Because the guy was in the commercials. There's only one time that, like, the car company CEO took the front seat. Do you know the name of the guy?
Lee Iacocca.
That's the guy.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, this guy is selling me cars, and he's like,
on your TV, go
here to turn around this the great American brands. And honestly, I'm like, Who the F is Guy Coca?
Well, now we know his name. Is he a GM guy? Was that?
Chrysler, whatever. Yeah.
Like that, maybe kind of an umbrella company or
GM
something?
GM is a bunch of things, but I thought it was Chrysler. It doesn't matter.
Chrysler, yeah.
The point is, that's the only time in my life where there was a CEO that took like
right
front and center.
Right. And I guess that maybe you would have not if he had done like bonkers things and been.
Maybe he did. Yeah, I was a kid. I don't know what his deal was.
Right.
I was just, you know, there. I know the name because he went on the TV commercials. Mm. It's the only reason. And I don't know why they felt like, hey, let's get this guy and he'll save our brand.
Maybe they were like, that guy, that Lee Iacocca guy, he's cool.
His book is.
Oh, one of people who read nonfiction books, you're amazing.
It was like standard reading. It was a bestseller. I mean, for people in business, like his book is considered like one of the great business books of all time.
That sounds boring.
I mean, he worked his way up. Never mind.
Someone save me. I'm falling asleep over here. I don't care about what the CEO did. And that's the thing. That's the difference between Lee Iacocca and Elon Musk. Elon Musk is a pop culture figure. Like him or not, he's a dude that everybody has feelings about. Lee Iacocca, he was a dude on a TV commercial. And we're so polarized.
Well, we didn't know everything about Lee because we didn't have the internet.
No, we certainly couldn't Google him. That's true.
I don't know what kind of run Elon went on PR-wise. Like, he must have gotten someone to handle him for a minute because he did the Rogan show, and he did the SNL, and he did all this stuff, and he walked out at
Chappelle. Cool.
Actually, the first thing he did was when he walked out on Chappelle's show, and everyone booed him.
Oh.
And that was here in at the Chase Center.
Yep.
And it was kind of like, whoa, people don't like that guy. Mm. What did he do?
Mm.
Now, I guess it's the business decisions he's made or something. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, no Tesla. Don't get a Tesla. I just feel like... I feel like I sort of dodged that bullet, actually. I wanted a Tesla, and I got a Tesla. And then I had it for a while, and it was just sitting in my driveway because I couldn't fit it in the slot downstairs. And I was like, anybody want to buy my Tesla? And sure enough, I sold it.
415 says, if the CEO of Ford decided he was a Democrat and started donating money to LGBTQ organizations, people would stop buying Fords. You don't know his name.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You don't know.
He might be. You don't know. We're saying this guy has transcended Tesla.
He might be a she for all I know.
Right.
I don't know if there's a male
Leanne
or female.
Leanne Iacocca.
Yeah,
I don't know
who's in charge of Ford. Right. That's the point.
You know, though, they're not wrong. If all of a sudden someone got all out, people are choosing to, they're voting with their dollars. It's so American.
Well, no, I understand that. I think the surprise was they get to vote with their dollars.
But
they're voting with my dollars,
right,
too, when they shout me down. And honestly, I'm not even ready to buy one.
Yeah.
No, it was just a test drive.
You hadn't bought one.
But I just went, whoa.
They just couldn't believe that you would even test drive one, Vinny. How could you? I'm outraged just because I am.
Sarah, I'm sure the CEO of Ford is a Republican. We openly hate and boycott Elon because he's so brazen, off-putting, and uses that influence and publicity for bad. Okay.
Yeah, right. It's okay. True. But if all of a sudden that guy got famous, then, you know, people would... But what I'm saying is even the CEO of Ford doesn't also make the cars. He doesn't work in the factory. He doesn't even go there. He's just a guy at the top making money decisions.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
to answer your question, I'm nowhere near purchasing a car yet. I absolutely have gone from where I was to maybe I should just get a Prius and call it good. I don't know. So we'll see.
Get something sexy, though. You deserve it. You got a long commute and, you know, get something that you can put into autopilot and just cruise
right now,
down 280.
I got 3 days left here. Then it's Christmas with my kids, and then some time to go surfing. I'm just going to soak it up and do what I do at the end of the year, which is just sort of evaluate and look forward.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Put it all on the shelf now. It's done. 25 is going to be epic.
It better be. I could really use an epic year. It feels like we're going
Don't threaten it, though.
You're right.
You better.
You better be good.
You don't need
2025. I'm just so sick of it. Like, I'm trying to be nice. I'm sure in the new year, I'm, you know, full of optimism. And now I'm just like, you're not another one of these years.
I'm going to talk to you before you get started.
I am so done with these years. Oh, anyway. Look at us ending right. Oh, Matt Nathanson's on the show today. We're really excited about that. This, which it came up because randomly a couple of weeks ago, everyone was, we were hearing all these covers of Joni Mitchell's River, which I don't even really think of as a Christmas song. I guess it's because she's skating on a river. I don't know. But someone said, oh, Matt Nathanson did a cover of it. And we listened to that. And we're like, oh, we should get Matt on. He's so fun. And Christmas time.
And then Maddie's on the show and he got it done.
And Maddie, he got the other Matt on the show. Okay. KLLC. KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah, Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here is a song. See you after this.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
And Alice at 97.3.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.